Harbour View was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Regrets I've had a few, but none too few to mention.
Massey, shut up and give us a bit of peace.
You don't like our blue eyes.
If you don't bloody well go home, you won't be liking black eyes.
I did it my way.
If I go down to you, lad, I'll be doing it my way.
Ah, but Sinatra, he was the man. He showed them no one could beat him. I did it my way.
Massey, give us a break.
Why, you don't like the song, is
it? I love the song.
Oh, you don't like old blue eyes?
I love old blue eyes.
I don't know. What the hell is wrong with you, though? I mean, regrets. I've had a few. I know what it is. You don't like the way I sing it. It's me, isn't it?
How did you guess? Every bloody Friday night, the street has been listening to the same bit for years. I did it my way.
It's the only bit I know.
Imagine listening to that bit for years.
I didn't think anyone was listening. If it's bothering you so much, I'll learn the rest of it.
No, Marcy, no. Just go home.
It isn't a song, is it? I did it my way.
It's not the song.
I could change it.
Go home, Matthew, you're drunk.
I've never been drunk a day in my life, I tell you. You don't like old blue eyes. What would you like me to sing?
Nothing. Go home to your mother.
At least your mother likes old blue eyes.
Go away home, lad.
I go somewhere so where I'm appreciated.
Do.
Are you sure you don't want to hear another one?
Go home. I've got to get up for work in the morning.
Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Show me the way to go home. I'm drunk and I want to go to bed. I feel a bit sad and I want to go to bed.
Thank God he's going.
I thought he was going to serenade us for the night, like he does sometimes.
Regrets, I've had a few. I did it my way.
Come in here.
What? I've got some unfinished business with you.
What the hell?
Regret? You'll regret ever having met me.
The boys are back in town.
Knuckles, isn't it? I am not afraid of your reputation. Put that knife down, old boy, and untie me, and I won't be long putting you on the flat of your back like I did the last time.
You're not in any position to tell me what to do. If I was you, I'd shut up and stay quiet if you know what's good for you. I told you I'd be back.
The boys are back in town.
Mem, you shouldn't have let him in, Mem.
Sure, I couldn't stop the Massey. I opened the door and he asked me if you lived here. And then he pushed me his way in and he pulled out a knife and told me to shut up. He said he'd stab me if I screamed. Massey, call the guards.
He won't be calling anyone. I took care of the phone.
Compo, check his pockets for a mobile.
Yeah, I don't have one of them things. I don't believe in them. And me mem can't work one.
There's nothing in his pockets.
Get out of our house, boy!
One move from you, and I'll bleed and gut you.
Oh, no, you won't.
Come on, Mossy. Try me. I'm waiting. We'll see how good you are without your friends backing you. Come on!
Put the knife down, old boy, and I'll tell
Come you, on what? If you want to die in front of your ma.
Mossy, stay where you are, boy. Have nothing to do with these criminals.
She called us criminals.
Criminals? We're not criminals. I'm an entrepreneur.
And I'm an entrepreneur. Whatever he said.
I'm sort of a businessman. The courts are glorified debt collectors. but people come to me because I'm cheaper and I get the job done faster. Sometimes I come across a debt which I buy as an investment and make a profit. This is business. Only business.
And why did you come here?
Your son hasn't told you. He owes me. I bought his debt.
I know you nothing, boy.
That's what you think. You're not leaving here until you pay up.
Well, you come to the wrong house because Massey has nothing.
Whether he has nothing or not, he'd better get it.
I can't get that kind of money.
Not my problem. One of yous is going to pay me.
Leave me mother out of this now, you. It's got nothing to do with her. I'll get your money somewhere.
That's what I like to hear.
How long are you going to keep us here?
We'll be gone in the morning.
We'll be here as long as it takes.
I want you to promise me that nothing will happen to my mother.
Nothing will happen.
I can't promise you that. But I do promise you, if the money isn't here by lunchtime tomorrow, there'll be blood spilled.
I'm starving.
Mrs., get me something to eat.
Well, if you think you can come into my house and hold me at knife point and expect me to feed you, you've another thing coming to you. I'm not your mother, but by God, if I was, a clip around the ears what I'd be giving you.
If you were me ma...
You do what? I don't believe you ever even had a mother. If you had, she'd be ashamed of you.
Shut up. You're pushing it. And I don't like being pushed. Compo, go and see if there's something to eat.
I told you we should have gone to the chipper.
Get away from my cupboards. No one goes near my cupboards.
Sit down, if you know what's good for you.
Just try and make me you. I've been sitting here for the past hour, and by God, I'm not sitting here any longer.
Ma'am, will you sit down?
I won't be told what to do in my own house.
Bossy, if you don't keep her quiet...
Jesus, ma'am, for God's sake, will you sit down?
I will not. I'm as stiff as a poker. I have to move around a bit.
Keep her quiet, or else I'm...
Or else what? If you're going to stab me, go on, get it over with. Go on, what's stopping you?
Look, boy, me mother's not well. She shouldn't be up this late at all.
Compo, sit her down.
You come near me, young man. I'll tear the eyes out of your head. Go on, get out of my way and get the hell away from my fridge.
The chipper could still be open. Jesus, I'm starving.
Don't you use the Lord's name in my house.
What's this bleeding place? A convent? I'm still starving. I'm going up to the chipper.
No, chipper. We don't want to do anything to make the neighbour suspicious.
No, I'm putting down the kettle. I'm filling my hot water bottle and I'm going to bed, the same as I've done for the last 30 years. So just try stopping me.
Compo, go upstairs and check and see if there's any phones. There might even be some money or jewellery stashed somewhere. Try under the mattresses.
I've already checked.
Check again. See if there's anything of value that we can pawn.
There's nothing upstairs. I've checked everywhere. I've missed nothing. I'm starving.
You and your bleeding stomach. You never think about anything else.
Napoleon said, I think it was him, he said, an army marches on its stomach. My head's going, oh God, I've got to get something to eat.
Well, I've had a long day and I'm going to bed, and whether you like it or not, Massey, are you coming?
Compo, what the hell are you doing?
I'm untying him.
Leave him. He stays with us.
Me mother's not well. I need to be close to her in case she gets a turn like.
Let him go. If anything happens to her, it'll be on your head.
Yeah. Okay. Mossy, I'm not playing games with you. Don't do anything stupid.
You're the only ones that are stupid around here are the two ye. Between the two of you, you've more tattoos than brains. Well, I don't want to see ye here anyway in the morning when I come down.
Shut up and go to bed. Give us a bleeding break. After listening to her, Daniel O'Donnell's greatest hits don't seem half bad.
Did you see the colour on his face when he saw you? I didn't know anyone could go so white. He wasn't long getting sober. What are we going to do now?
We're going to stay here till we get something. We didn't come all this way for nothing.
I've a bad feeling about this. This is going to end badly. They've got nothing. Forget about it. Let's go and close the door behind us. I don't think this is about money anymore.
It's always about the money.
You told me once not to make anything personal. It's not about the money this time. This time, it's personal.
I told you, it's always about the money.
As long as I've known you, Mossy is the only man that I've ever seen to put you down with a box.
He was lucky. That bastard hurt me.
The only thing that was hurt was your pride. Let's get out of here. In a couple of hours, we'll be back in our own beds in Dublin.
He owes me, and he's going to honour his debt.
What he owes, we can make up in a couple of days. You've torn up debts before. Call him down and make some kind of an arrangement with him.
Not this time. If I let him off the hook, word will get out that I'm going soft. They'd begin to disrespect me. Every so often, an example must be made to keep people in line. Are you going soft on me?
When push comes to shove, I've always backed you. But what you're doing now is mental. Can't you see they've nothing? And his mother's not well.
That's nothing to do with me.
Let's get out of here and forget about it.
We're staying put. What the hell is bothering you?
I'm starving. If you see me biting at my arm, don't stop me.
Jesus. Go and make some coffee then. At least you can do that.
Yeah.
It's not the first time you've stayed up all night.
It's the first night without having to wear a balaclava.
Chrissy, your garden looks lovely.
There's a lot of work trying to keep it tidy, Nora. I think it's time for a cuppa. What do you think?
Chrissy, it's always time for a cuppa.
Nora, grab some washing there, will you? It is dry. The forecast said it's going to rain and the way we'll get it in before it starts.
Oh, Mrs. Mofty.
Oh, no, this is all I need. Nora, you're not going anywhere. Mr. O'Rourke, how are you? I haven't seen you in ages.
It's a lovely day to do a bit of gardening.
I just said the same thing there now to Nora. I'm just looking at what needs to be done. Nora, this is Mr. O'Rourke.
Nice to meet you. Mrs. Murphy, I've been meaning to ask you, have you seen any strangers, maybe young fellas, around our backs lately?
No, I haven't. Why do you ask?
It's just my rabbit. He's dead.
Nora, Mr. O'Rourke has one of the most beautiful rabbits you've ever seen.
He's dead, unfortunately.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, the poor thing. How old was he?
He was old. He probably died of old age.
Of old age?
Yes. What bothers me is I buried him at the bottom of the garden. That's why I was asking, did you see anyone around? Because the other morning I came out there and he was sitting up in his hutch with his arms and legs folded and a fag in his mouth.
I don't believe you.
That's hard to believe.
For the life of me, I can't make out how he got from where I buried him back to his hutch.
God, that's strange, all right, isn't it?
Probably kids playing around.
Just keep your eyes open, please.
Oh, I will.
I won't rest until I get to the bottom of this.
You're right, too.
Thank God he's gone. I thought I'd die laughing in front of him.
God almighty, Nora, I was afraid to look at you. I don't know how I kept a straight face. And when he said the rabbit had a fag in his mouth, I couldn't be consoled. I was going to say to him, maybe he died of cancer. When I think of all the sleepless nights I've had, that bloody rabbit died. I think we need something stronger than tea. The rabbit was sitting up with his arms folded with a fag in his mouth. Wait till I catch Mossy, I'll kill him.
Harbourview was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer Warren Tyvey. Produced by Dara Parker. For a full list of cast and characters, check out CRY104FM.com. A Community Radio Y'all production.